A Boy's Will by Robert Frost, 1913, as read by Alex Wilson. To Eleanor Miriam Frost. Into my own. One of my wishes is that those dark trees, so old and firm they scarcely show the breeze, were not, as it were, the merest mask of gloom, but stretched away unto the edge of doom. I should not be withheld, but that some day into their vastness I should steal away, fearless of ever finding open land or highway where the slow wheel pours the sand. I do not see why I should ever turn back, or those should not set forth upon my track to overtake me, who should miss me here and long to know if still I held them dear. They would not find me changed from him they knew, only more sure of all I thought was true. Ghost House. I dwell in a lonely house, I know, that vanished many a summer ago, and left no trace but the cellar walls, and a cellar in which the daylight falls, and the purple-stemmed wild raspberries grow. Over ruined fences, the grapevines shield the woods, come back to the mowing field. The orchard tree has grown one copse of new wood and old, where the woodpecker chops. The footpath down to the well is healed. I dwell with a strangely aching heart in that vanished abode, there far apart on that dis-